Next is a class from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 26, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: One who desires domination over a kingdom or an empire should worship the Manus. One who desires victory over an enemy should worship the demons. And one who desires sense gratification should worship the moon. But one who desires nothing of material enjoyment should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
This is significant. Those who are Krishna conscious, they have no material desires, perished. Brahmani upasamasvayam. Upasam means completely finished. Don't want. They can worship the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, without being akama means no materialism, anavilasita sunnam, completely. If we have got least desire for material enjoyment, Krishna will give us chance again to accept the body which will satisfy the senses. Deha yogena dehina. For our sense gratification, a particular type of body is offered by the order of Krishna through the agency of material nature. Just like father gives the seed and the mother gives the body. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Father, He, the giver of the seed, living entity, and according to the living entity's desire, the material nature gives the body. Therefore, material nature is mother, and Krishna is the Supreme Father. Tasmin garbham dadamaham. Garbham dadamaham. I give the seed, garbha, pregnancy. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and He, according to my desire, He puts me into a circumstances, material circumstances. I get a particular type of body. This is the secret of different types of body and transmigration of the body. As the foolish scientists, they do not know this science. They are trying to create living entity in the laboratory. It is impossible. Just like if a woman wants to create a child independently, it is impossible. There must be contact with a man who must give the seed, then a woman can produce a child. Similarly, these rascals who are trying to produce life by material combination, through the material agency, they are all rascals. They do not know even the ordinary law. By combination of matter, you cannot produce any living entity. That is not possible. Living entity, being part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna must give the seed. Tasmin garbham dadamaham. The creation and the joni, jatha joni, jatha bijam, jatha jani. This is natural. So, to get this body means I have got material desire. This God. This is the philosophy. Anyone who has got this material body, beginning from Brahma, he is considered the first creature within this universe, most intelligent, most learned. But still, because he has got this material body, he is not akama without any material desire. He has got material desire. He wanted to become the supreme head of one universe. Just like we try to become supreme head of a family, then of a society, then of a nation, of a community, then I desire to be things. Go on increasing, to lord it over. So long there will be desire to lord it over, then we have to accept a body. It doesn't matter what kind of body. It may be Brahma's body, it may be cat's body, it may be man's body, it may be bird's body, it may be beast's body. That will depend on my desire. But if I have got any desire, material desire to fulfill, then I must be prepared for accept next body. So if one wants to finish this business, accepting a material body means to become subjected to the laws of material nature. You get a material body, and if you want that I shall not die, it is impossible. It is not impossible. Then you must die. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. You get a material body, and again you give it up, and again you get it. This is going on. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanno bhramite kono bhagyoban jeev guru krishna kripaye paye bhakti lata bij. In this way, all the living entities, beginning from Brahma down to the microscopic jar, everyone is rotating in different species of life, in different planets, in different positions, innumerable. As the living entities are innumerable, so varieties of bodies are also innumerable. Not innumerable, they are counted. 8,400,000 species of life. This is Vedic knowledge, exactly giving the number. Exactly. 8,400,000. It doesn't say 9,000,000 or 500,000. No, exactly. Jalajanamalakhani. In the aquatic, there are 900,000 species of life. Now, if you have got your science, go and see. This is Vedic knowledge. Perfect. Without any doubt. Thavaralokkha-vinshati. And the plants and trees, there are 2,000,000 species of life. So, eirupe brahmanda bhramite. We are transmigrating from one species of life, another. They cannot explain why there are so many varieties of life. The varieties of life is there because we have desire, karma. I want this. All right, take this. Krishna is immediately prepared. Jijathamang prabhadante. If you want, you can take it. But Krishna says ultimately that you will never be happy in this way. Therefore, give up this business. Simply surrender unto me. Sarvadharmān parityajyamāmi kam saranam. So that is called akama. So here it is said that akama jadita param purusam param. If you want to be akama, devoid of all material desire, then surrender to Krishna. That will save you from this business of rotating from one sort of body to another sort of body. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagyavan ji. To come to Krishna consciousness is not very easy thing. It is by the grace of Guru, Guru Krishna and grace of Krishna combined together. One who is sincerely wants to stop this business of repeated birth and death. But they do not understand that this is a suffering. They say, let it happen. When they forget what is the suffering of birth. But as many times, nowadays it is so much suffering that a child is born within the womb and there is abortion. Kill him. But they do not understand the suffering. The one chance given that it will get a body and come out and may be able to come to Krishna consciousness, that what about that chance is being killed within the womb. But these rascals do not know what is the suffering. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, Krishna says, the sufferings of birth, they do not understand, such fool, that what is the suffering of birth? Even if you are not killed, you have to remain compact in a bag, airtight. And the worms, they are biting. So many things, suffocated. That is one. But if we can live at least for 10 months, the mother does not kill abortion, then it has got a chance to come out. Otherwise there is no chance to come out. He dies within the womb, again transferred to another womb, and again it is killed. So those who are too much sinful, those who are causing this abortion, they will get this sort of life. They will never see light. One womb killed, another womb killed, another womb killed, another womb killed. This is so sinful, this abortion. And the modern civilization and the priestly order they are passing. So if the mala selects, otherwise there is no objection, abortion. Such foolish world is going on. There are so many subtle laws of nature, they do not know anything. And they are claiming to be educated, scientists, Vedantists, philosophers, all nonsense. All nonsense. Therefore it is said, akama purusam param. Give up your kama, lusty desires, or any material desires, and surrender to Krishna. Then that is life, success. Otherwise, bhutya bhutya praliyate, take one's birth. These are all desires. And it's so big list. If you want this, then you can worship this. Why? It is recommended that you worship this demigod. Because if one goes for fulfilling the desire to a demigod, there is connection of Vishnu. Because any yajna you perform, demigod, there must be Vishnu first. The mantra says that with the sanction of Vishnu's order, you get this facility. So by worshipping the demigod, if he is sensible man, one day he will come to know that above the demigod there is Vishnu. So why am I worshipping these demigods? Why not Vishnu? Suppose if I get some facility from somebody, and if I see that this man is taking sanction from another superior man, so my intelligence should be, why not go direct to the superior man? Why am I flattering this man? That is sense. So therefore demigod worship is recommended in Vedas, that one day he may come to his intelligence. That why demigod? Why not God personally, directly? Therefore, it is not that it is encouragement. It is encouragement. Just like, you know, amongst the Hindus, the place it has, they are recommended that if you want to eat meat, then you sacrifice one goat before the goddess Kali. And goddess Kali is worshipped once in a month, on the dark moon day, at night. And there are mantras, the mantras say that within the year of the animal it is said that you are sacrificing your life before the deity. So next life, immediately, you get a human form of life. And when you get a human form of life, you will have the right to kill this man also. This is the mantra. Now, if you are a sane man, understand that I am killing this goat at the risk of my life next birth. So why am I going to get take such responsibility? Better stop it. So it is for discouraging. If I say directly, don't eat meat, he will protest. Why shall I not? It is our food. I must eat. Therefore, instead of directly prohibiting, the Shastra says, yes, yes, you can eat. But by sacrificing it before God is Kali. That means condition. Restriction. Similarly, marriage. Marriage, what is the meaning of marriage? That everyone can have sex without marriage. So what is mean, marriage? Marriage means restriction. That's all. That you have sex, but a particular selected woman, no, that's no more. That's all. That is marriage. So all these basic rules are there. Shastra says, Loki babayami samadda siva nityastu jantu nahi tatra chodana. Why this demigod worship marriage, they are prescribed? They are prescribed to stop it. Not to encourage it. But the foolish person, they say, well, it is in the Shastra, why shall I not do? Therefore, Lord Buddha, when he appeared, he wanted to stop this animal killing. But because this rascal will show the evidence that here is sanctioned by the Vedas to kill an animal before God is Kali, why you stop? Therefore he said, I don't care for your Vedas. Because his only idea was to stop this animal killing. Ahimsa. So we should know, whenever there is sanction in the Shastra for meat eating, for sex intercourse, or for drinking, it is not for encouraging, it is for prohibiting, restricting. So, the next question is, why it is restricted? Restricted means so long you will be addicted to these habits, you will have to accept the body. So, one who cannot stop it immediately, he is restricted. Alright, you want to do it, alright, go to this demigod. That is the least. If you want this, alright, go to this demigod. If you want, somewhere or other, this lusty person is being brought before a demigod to understand that this is not good. This is implicating. That's why it is said, akama, if you become completely free from all material desires, or if you want that position, then come to Krishna, rather than you. If you actually want freedom from this material bondage, then Krishna. Krishna also has yours. Aṅtvā sarupāpi bhavakhaśyāmi. These are all pap, sinful. Either you take the body of a Brahmā or an ant or a cat or a dog. All sinful. Only the person who has taken to Krishna consciousness seriously is pious. Akāma. The next verse will be akāma sarva kāma. Thank you.